Hello, this is the Exotics event. Al speaking.
Oh, hi, Al. I have two new baby rats.
Yep.
And one of them just last night started making a funny noise, and I think it might be the respiratory infection that is so prevalent with them.
Sure, sure.
Is there any chance of bringing her in today?
Unfortunately, we've got no available appointments left. Let me have a look at Monday. So if you'd like, we do have morning appointments available Monday, Monday 9 a.m. And
okay.
If you wanted to, I'll pop your details down just in our nurse column so that if we do have any cancellations, then I can give you a call and go from there. We've got a fair bit on this afternoon, so that's why I'm a little bit hesitant to book in something right at the end of the day, because we've got like a 10-minute window. But
right.
If this leg fracture is worse than it seems, that eliminates all hope of us leaving at one.
Right.
So
okay.
If you wanted to, I'll pop your name down on in our little nurse column, give you a call if there's any cancellations, and then we can do first up on Monday if you'd like.
Yes, please. Thank you.
Yeah.
No worries. That'd be great. Are they generally all right to wait that long?
It depends. It depends on the severity. It depends on a lot of things. If you wanted to, I'll pop you on hold and just see what we can try and work out. There are other vets that are open today, but again, I'm not too sure if they'd be if they'd have availabilities. If you wanted to, there's one up at Budrum, which I'm not too sure if that's further away or anything, but
yeah,
I know that they are open today.
Okay.
And then there's one at Jindalee that's open today as well, and I believe that they're also open on Sundays.
All right. Is that south side?
Jindalee is like west-ish Brisbane.
Okay.
A little bit of a hike, unfortunately. But if you wanted to, I can pop your name down on our list just to give you a call if and when we do get a cancellation. And then we can book you guys in first thing on Monday. And if you do get another appointment, you can just email us and just say, hey, guys, I got an appointment earlier. Cancel that appointment, and there's no repercussions for you doing that.
Okay, let's do that then. Yeah,
cool.
Thank you.
Cool. And so you have been with us before?
No, because they're brand new. They're only like 7 weeks old.
Yep.
So.
Okay. Oh, sorry, my little mouse is deciding to not work on the computer. Just bear with me. I'm going to pop you on hold and grab some batteries for my mouse.
Okay, no worries.
Just bear with me.
Sure.
Thank you for calling The Exotics Vet. We offer veterinary care and husbandry advice for pets, including birds, guinea pigs, rats, mice, snakes.
Apologies for that. It just decided to start working. Okay. And so have you been with us as a client before?
No.
No, that's okay. So I'll add you guys all in. And what was your first name?
Hazel.
Hazel. Was that Z-E-L?
Yeah, H-A-Z-E-L, yeah.
Awesome. And then your surname, Hazel?
Mitchell.
Awesome. And what was your best mobile number to reach you on?
It's 0487.
Yep.
496-176.
Yep. 176, fantastic. And then the best email to reach you on?
Probably best on my work one, so that's info@...
Yep.
Little Eco, and that's ECO.
Yep.
And then shop.com.au.
.com.au. Fantastic. And then what was your street address as well?
It's 22 Jacksonia Drive.
Jacksonia, so
J-A-C-K-S-O-N-I-A.
Awesome. Jacksonia Drive. What suburb was that?
Warner. 4500, yeah.
There we go. Fantastic. So I'll go ahead and save that. And then I'll get the details of the two rats that you've just got, and then I'll book in the one that you're concerned about. So what was just one of their names?
Cookie is the unwell one.
Which one? Hooky?
Cookie, sorry.
Cookie?
Yeah.
Okay. Cookie. Awesome. And you said Cookie is about 7 weeks old?
7 weeks, yeah. I think they were born on the 29th of June.
29th of June. Fantastic. I can pop that in. Awesome. So 29th of June. So they are little rats. Cool. So I'll go ahead. Are they both male? Do you know the sex of them?
Female. Both female,
both
yeah.
Female? Fantastic.
Yeah.
So I'll go ahead and save that. And then what was the name of the second rat?
Puddles.
Puddles. Was that Puddles with a P,
like,
or?
P-U-D-D-L-E-S.
Excellent. That's what I got down. Is Puddles born on the same day?
I believe so, yeah.
Fantastic. So June 29th. Awesome. Fantastic. So I've got the both of them in. Now, did you want to book the both of them in, or was it just Cookie?
Well, what do you think? Like, is it contagious? Is it worth bringing them both? Or
I think that if you wanted to, we can bring both in. Like, it is quite tough because, like us, we can get respiratory issues that aren't contagious and that are.
Right.
It's hard to gauge exactly which is which.
Right.
So if you wanted to, we can just have a look at Cookie, bring in the both of them, and then...
Yeah. Yeah, okay,
you know,
yeah. Then
there we can.
They might feel better being together anyway, maybe.
Yeah, yep, definitely. And I think it'll be a bit of peace of mind as well to know that you've got the both of them there. So
yeah.
I'll get Cookie booked in. Awesome. So... resp concerns, and for Cookie, has that just been over the last couple of days? Has it just been some sneezing or coughing, or what's been going on?
No, it's actually, she was totally fine all day yesterday, and then at like 7 p.m., my daughter got her out, and she was just, the best word I can find to describe it is kind of like a chuntering sound.
Yep.
And I've heard like one little kind of sneeze or something or cough or something. But obviously we're new rat owners, so I did Google it and I found a video online of the same sound from a rat, and they said it was a start of a respiratory infection.
Yeah, yep. And that can be relatively common with
rats,
but it's
that.
Good to, get in the habit of when you do notice things to phone as soon as you guys can, because that normally does help.
And they're so young as well that I'm a bit worried about it.
Yeah, definitely. And so I've got that booked in for 9 a.m. on Monday morning. And so what I will do, as I mentioned, is I'll pop down your details just in like our little staff communication section. And then that way at least everyone will see that if we do get a cancellation, you're the first one. And only
that'd
one
be
to
amazing.
Call, so
yeah.
you'll get
Thank
the first
you.
Dibs if
That's
and when
great.
That does happen. Is there a certain like time limit, or how long would it take you to
We're
come to the
well,
clinic?
Warner. I just looked at the map. It's 30 minutes from you. So
yeah, cool.
That's
cool.
Like
so,
yeah.
That's okay. I'll pop that in, and if we do get a cancellation, we'll give you guys a call straight away. Feel free to let me know if there's any other issues or concerns. If there is any deterioration, as I mentioned, there's unusual pet vets that are open on Sundays as well.
Okay.
So if there is any deterioration tomorrow and you can't come in on Monday, completely fine.
Yeah.
Just send us an email and
you
can just let us know, hey, guys, I've already gone in. Things
yeah.
got worse.
Great.
And then if not, we'll see you guys Monday morning, or we'll give you guys a call today.
Amazing. Thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
You're very
Thank
welcome.
You.
Excellent. No worries. We'll see
Bye.
You soon. Okay. Bye.
Bye.